You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much for that introduction, Michael and Darla. And, wow, need to turn the reverb down. Welcome to Breakout Radio Church on a Sunday. And we want to welcome all of those that are listening on BPNradio.com, BreakoutRadioChurch.com, TuneIn Radio, and also who are joining us on Facebook Live. Dale W. Gentry, Dale Gentry Facebook Live, and Dale W. Gentry Facebook Live. And so it's going to be coming on Dale W. Gentry Facebook Live at any moment. We have Ian Kieber here with us, my associate. And we have Joe Raglan, one of our elders here. And it's just going to be a wonderful day. And we don't have anything planned, but the Holy Ghost told me to make an announcement that this was going to be a Holy Ghost service. Now, I know a lot of people are not sure about that word Holy Ghost, but that's when I grew up. We talked about the Holy Ghost. We read the King James Version, and we talked about the Holy Ghost, talked about people being filled with the Holy Ghost. And so, but after a while, it did not appear in the church world that Holy Ghost was very relevant or socially acceptable. So we started saying Holy Spirit, which is either one is fine, Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit. But I just love the words Holy Ghost. And it took a young country singer by the name of Maren Morris to kind of bring back Holy Ghost. She wrote this sung this song, which became the number one country song in America. And she's driving down the road and she sings this song, "Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen? It feels like the Holy Ghost running through you." And then she just goes on talking about the Holy Ghost. And it goes all the way. This Holy Ghost song goes all the way to number one on the country music charts. And now there's a lot of people that are using the phrase Holy Ghost again, calling the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, and either one you want to. We're not splitting hairs over that. But it's going to be a great day, and we're going to pray right now. And then we're going to praise. We're going to give thanksgiving, praise, and worship. So Gene Gentry's coming. And come on, Gene, it's going to be a great day today. You look beautiful this morning. For those that are watching on Facebook Live, you look beautiful. And Gene and I are delighted. We've been celebrating 56 years of marriage and 50 years in full-time ministry. And I don't know when we've been more excited. Huh? To think that we can minister to people all across America. Yes. And around the world, instead of just going to one church at a time. We believe in the local church, but we're thankful to be leading a translocal, worldwide church with members in many different geographical locations of the world. So we have people joining us all across America and around the world. And the wonderful thing is that this service is going to be repeated throughout the day on Facebook Live. So we're going to pray. And we're going to pray the will of God be done.
Yes.
Here today, because we don't know exactly all that's going to happen, do we?
We don't.
No, but we've just had personal revival this week. Yesterday morning.
Yes, we have.
Yesterday morning, we just had an incredible time. Our breakfast was interrupted because the Holy Ghost filled the room. Hallelujah. We love the Holy Ghost. And so we're going to pray right now. And we want to welcome Breakout Radio Church members. I prayed for every one of you early this morning, and we want to pray for those that may be visiting Breakout Radio Church. So here we go. Father, we are so thankful. We set ourselves in agreement. And you said, if any two agree touching any one thing, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. And so we just agree right now. The will of God's going to be done at Breakout Radio Church today. Many lives are going to be touched and changed and transformed by the power of God. And we are so thankful and grateful. want to remind you that if you want to visit our meeting room, go to breakoutradiochurch.com. Breakoutradiochurch.com. And my daughter Darla will be there to talk with you or take your prayer request or what have you. And just click on the meeting room. And then Cheryl Ortiz, our national prayer coordinator, she's taking your prayer request via our email address. And that, of course, is breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. Breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. And it's going to be a great day. So, wow. God bless you, Jean Gentry. You're a wonderful lady, wonderful blessing. And the Bible says in Psalms 100, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, his truth endureth to all generations. So he gave us a proper order on how to come into his presence. First of all, we come through the gates of thanksgiving. And so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to lead us in prayers of thanksgiving. And then Ian Kieber, our associate here on the Sunday service, is going to come and lead us in praise. So, Father, we are so thankful. Hallelujah. And you guys can just join me in thanksgiving if y'all want to come around. Joe Ragland's in, one of our elders. He's in the studio. Ian Kieber, and of course, Gene. Father, we just come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We are so thankful and grateful today for all that you've done for us. Thank you for our salvation. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the opportunity to know you and to serve you. Everybody help me now give thanksgiving all across America and around the world. So thankful, Lord. Things may not be as good as they should be, but we are thankful, so thankful that things are as good as they are. Hallelujah. We enter with thanksgiving in our hearts today. Lord, we confess we don't know really how to have church. I know that there are certain orders that most people go by, but we don't know really how to have church. We just come together. Hallelujah. With thanksgiving, so thankful and grateful. Jean and I never imagined that we would be able to broadcast all across America and around the world, anywhere there's an internet connection. Lord, we're able to broadcast and speak into people's lives. And now on Facebook Live, where we have hundreds of people that have been joining us every week, and we're grateful and thankful. Hallelujah. We're thankful for eyes to see and ears to hear and feet to walk on. We're thankful for food to eat, clothes to wear, beautiful home to live in, and BPN radio studios where we can broadcast from. We're thankful for our Breakout Radio Church members. We're thankful, oh God, for our families. We're thankful because we're not in jail, not in prison, not in the hospital. We're thankful, oh God. We are so thankful for the journey that we have life, and that we have life more abundantly. We come with thanksgiving. What we thank you, Lord. If you have a job, thank him. If you have a business, thank him. If you have your children are healthy today, you thank him. If he's healed you or saved you or filled you with the Holy Ghost, as James Hewitt would say, then you need to thank him. Hallelujah. Oh, when I think about the Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I think about the Lord, James Huey was on my program the other day, and I think we just need to play a little bit of James Huey. When I think about the Lord, when I think about him, when I think about the Lord. And James Huey was on today, and he was singing this song, and we're just gonna thank God. When I think about the Lord.
When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord,
how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost. When I think about the Lord, we're thankful. Ian Kieber is going to come in, going to lead us in praise. You say, "Well, are you having music today?" We can praise him with music or without music. We can worship him with music or without music. We don't have any music right now, but it's okay. Ian, you just lead us in some
I love
praise.
Music. I love to praise with music, though.
Yeah, but hey, we can do it without music.
Father God, we just love you, Lord. We thank you so much for all of your blessings, God, for the breaths that we take each and every moment today,
Lord.
God, for the ability to get up this morning and to serve you, God, to just be here
thank
in your
you,
kingdom,
Jesus.
Lord. We just
thank
love you,
Lord.
So much. We are so grateful for you,
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Just invite all of you out there that are listening to raise your hands up, to get up out of bed this morning. You know, get up and be grateful that you're alive,
yes.
Lord. We just want to praise him. We just want to
Hallelujah.
Give our thanks. We just want to give our
Hallelujah.
Blessings, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for
Hallelujah.
Your blessings, God. It's raining down on us, God. God,
thank
we love you,
Lord.
You so much,
yes,
Lord. Yes. We just are so humbled by your love, God.
We praise you, God.
Thank you. We praise you, Lord. We praise
yes,
you this
we
morning.
Do.
We praise you every day, all day, God.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
We know when our eyes are fixed on you, Lord,
oh,
we can walk on water.
Yes, Lord.
We can walk with
yes,
Jesus.
God.
We see you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We just love you, God.
Hallelujah.
We just thank you so
thank
much
you,
for
Lord.
All of your love and your blessings, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Just
thank
praise you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we can pray in the Holy Ghost. Why not pray in the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This past week here on Prophetic Tuesday, I said those of you that have a prayer language, you can pray in the Spirit. Those of you that don't, you can just pray in English. And Allison Keeber jumped in and said, no, everybody's going to pray in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
So this is how this is most of my prayer life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we're going to praise him with understanding, and we'll praise him in the Spirit. Yes. If you have a prayer language, why don't you just pray in the Spirit with me right now? Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We magnify you, God. We honor you. I love the Holy Ghost. I love to pray in tongues. I'm so thankful that I was baptized in the Holy Ghost at an early age. Hallelujah. And that my ministry 50 years ago really began as I began to pray in tongues, pray in the Spirit. When I think about the Lord, hallelujah, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost. Lord, we just worship you right now. Would you worship him with me? Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's the highest order of any service, is to worship him. He seeks two things, those to save those that are lost, and those to worship him. Lord, we worship you today. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you. Holy Ghost, you're welcome here today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I believe the Holy Ghost is excited. I believe the Holy Ghost is excited about being here. Joe Ragland, Linda Ragland, Joe's here today. And we went and ministered for them in Angleton, Texas one time. And they said, we heard the Holy Ghost say that he's excited about the service tonight. I've never heard that, Joe. The Holy Ghost excited about the service tonight. And I believe that, it was an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Leland joined us and others, and it was a wonderful night. And I believe the Holy Ghost excited about this Holy Ghost service today. Gene and I were talking today about how so many churches never even welcome the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost sits around waiting, saying, I really would like to be a part of the service today, but there's so much activity going on, so many announcements to make, and so much, things to cover, and I'm so thirsty for God. I want to say to you, I'm so hungry for God today. Yes, yes. I'm so hungry for God today to see the glory of God come and move in people's lives. I believe in Jesus' name that the Holy Ghost is working in your life today. You may be dry. You may be dry. I believe the church is going through a dry season, but I see the cloud, the sign about the size of a man's hand, like Elijah saw in 1 Kings 17. I believe that rain is coming. Rain is coming. Rain is coming to America. There is another wave of revival coming to America. You say, are you prophesying that? Yes. I am. And I'm making an announcement. You know, the Holy Ghost spoke to me yesterday and said to me, son, you need to make an announcement that you're going to have a Holy Ghost service today. Boy, the power of an announcement. And you know, in the book of John, the book of John chapter 7 and verse 37, the book of John 7 and 37, it says these words, it was the last and great day of the religious gathering. The King James says the great feast. Jesus stood up and spoke with a loud voice. In other words, he was about to make an announcement. And here was the announcement. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Out of his belly, it says in the I'm reading from today from the King James Version, out of his belly, his innermost being, shall flow rivers of living water. Is anybody thirsty? Is anybody hungry for God? You're hungry. You're so dry. You're so hungry. You just long for the glory of God, the Spirit of God to sweep over you, to have a personal encounter with Jesus and your house, your home, to be filled with the glory of God. Is anybody like that here today? Jesus make an announcement because the Bible is relevant at all times. 2,000 years ago, 200 years ago, 20 days ago, 2 hours ago, and right now it's relevant. Anybody thirsty? I believe that God wants to fill you up. I'm going to have a prayer line today. I'm going to pray for some people. You say, how in the world is that going to work? I'll let you know. You just wait. Hallelujah. And so Jesus made the announcement. And then Peter made an announcement. I'm going to read it from... You say, are y'all ready preaching? I think so. Hallelujah. And Peter made an announcement in Acts chapter 2. I'm going to read that from my big King James Version. Boy, it's going to be a great day. And so it says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord and one place. And suddenly, boy, I believe that some suddenlies are going to take place today. Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And the Bible said, in verse 12, and they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking said, there may be some people mocking and laughing already. That's okay. Saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. And that was the truth, not the old wine, the new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said to them, now he's about to make an announcement. There is power in an announcement. And there's so many things that do not happen in our lives because we never make an announcement. So Peter, Jesus made an announcement on the great day of the feast. If anybody thirsty, you come. He made the announcement and people came and they're still coming. Peter said, here's what he said, the announcement. You men of Judea and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken as you suppose. He didn't say they were not drunk. He just said they're not drunk as you suppose. Seeing it's only 9 o'clock in the morning, it's almost nine here. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Boy, I love to do that. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And then I'm going to begin to show wonders, signs and wonders. And so Peter made the announcement, and I'm telling you, the whole place was shaken. And a revival began, and he said, if you want to get filled with the Holy Ghost, you can come, because everything is about to happen. Hallelujah. And it did. And I just declare today, there is a, I believe that there is a coming revival. I'm prophesying now, preaching and prophesying. There is a coming revival in America that's going to shake the four corners of this nation. And it's going to be introduced by young people, by women in ministry, and by Spanish-speaking people. The rest of us will join in, but there's going to be an introduction. I had a bunch of young people on my program this past week, and it was so anointed. But the power of an announcement. So I'm encouraged. Here at Breakout Radio Church today, I'm making an announcement that this is the beginning of revival at Breakout Radio Church. We're starting a revival. Now, I don't know what it's going to look like, but we're starting a revival, and and I believe people are going to be saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, people are going to be healed. We're going to have a prayer line today, and Gene and I know a little bit about revival. In fact, we started leading, we started in evangelism. Come here, Gene, help me preach this sermon. Hallelujah. I got to read this book that I wrote. I just broke down in tears yesterday.
You did.
I broke down in tears.
You lost it.
I lost it. Yeah. I wrote this book. We've only got about 10 copies left, but I'm going to try to get it reprinted. And it's called Revival in the Morning. And it talks about a revival that Gene and I led in 1994 that lasted for 24 weeks.
Yes.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
And we went there. We went there to lead a two-week revival and ended up staying 24 weeks. And the glory of God came. And I talked about in this book, Revival of the Morning, because I wrote a book about it. Yes. And I'm going to try to get this reprinted, so I'm putting everybody's hands. But it talks about how Gene and I started in the ministry. And
even has some pictures. When we first started.
Has some pictures. That's right. When we first started, even when I was growing up as a boy in Comanche, Oklahoma, and when we first started in the ministry, there's that Scuzzo trailer.
Oh, wow.
And even, yeah, just look at some of those, yeah. And so I'm going to get it. We need to get this reprinted and get it out to people. Particular church members here. But, you know, it talks about how we got started in the ministry, how God yes. called me to preach, and we'd just been living in our new home about a year, right?
Right.
And God called me to preach, and I talk about it. I talk about how it happened, and it was an amazing experience of what took place. Wow. It says here, can I read just a little bit?
Sure.
Would it be okay, everybody, if I read just a little bit from this book? In June of 1966, 5 months after my decision to become a prayer, getting up early in the morning to pray, I received my second call. David Wilkerson, the prophet, came to preach at Southside Assembly of God, the church we attended in Wichita Falls, Texas. I was deeply moved and challenged by his message. That Sunday evening service eventually turned into a full-blown prayer meeting. People were on their faces seeking God as the Holy Spirit swept through the sanctuary. With my face buried in the cushion on my chair, I totally surrendered my life to Jesus that night, not knowing what was about to happen. As I waited in his presence, the Lord spoke clearly to me that I was to preach his gospel. The call to preach had followed the call to pray. How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Romans chapter 10. Thoughts whirled through my mind as I drove home following the service. I was wondering how Gene was going to react to the call. Uh-oh, I just lost my place. How Gene was going to react to the call. Jesus, help me now. How Gene was going to react to the call. I found it. That I just received. The only sound that could be heard was the chatter of our two-year-old son, Rick, from the back seat. I waited until the lights were out and we were in bed before I broke the news to Gene. It was like just this last week. Yeah. I was tense. Being raised in a preacher's home made me well aware of the commitment, the commitments, plural, that go with the call of God. We had just purchased a nice home, and I had a good job with a CBS affiliate radio station. We were seemingly off to a good start in life. Would she be willing to make transitions and sacrifices? My mind was filled with question marks. Before I got cold feet, I blurted out, "Honey, tonight, God called me to preach." Do you remember it?
That's exactly what you
exactly.
said.
Exactly. And I said, "Will you go with me?" Without any hesitation, Gene said,
"Yes, I'll go wherever you go."
Wow. Do you know that was over 50 years ago?
Seems surreal.
Can you believe it? We don't even look
Doesn't
50.
Doesn't seem possible.
We don't even look 50.
We don't?
No.
Okay.
We don't look 50.
Yeah, I'll receive that.
And here we are. We have been in full-time ministry 50 years.
We have.
And I just wrote in my book, Jean has kept her promise. For these past 50 years, she's been a faithful wife. She has stood valiantly by my side through thick and thin, a lot of thin. She has never complained, and never once has she criticized me. God must have thought I was very special to give me Jean Gentry. Wow. Don't you guys think that I have a beautiful wife? Wow. He must have thought I was special to give me Jean Gentry. And we now have been ministering together, praying together, working together. Ah, for these 50 years. It's been a great journey, hasn't it, Gene?
God has been so faithful.
Yes, He has.
50 years. He's been so faithful.
He's a faithful God.
Yes, He is.
Yeah, He's faithful. Some of you young people out there, if you're listening, you may say, "Can I really trust God? Will God really see us through?" Somebody's been down the road. There's other guys that have been down the road farther than we have. But we can say we've been down the road for 50 years. And yes. God is a good God.
Yes, He is.
And we've not gotten bitter. You can get bitter about things in life. You can't afford to get bitter. You just get better.
Yes. And everything doesn't go smooth all the time. But you just keep standing and trusting God.
Yeah.
He's always faithful.
And there's things that we don't understand. We don't, you know, somebody said, "Well, I don't understand." Well, we have, you know, we've been through times that we don't understand.
That's true.
I don't understand this. But we trust God with all of our hearts. Think not to own understanding. Hallelujah. And then I'm about to pray for people. Hallelujah.
I think I need a Kleenex.
You need a Kleenex somewhere. Hallelujah. I had my crying time yesterday, and you're having your crying time today.
I'm having mine now.
So we started in 1990 leading long-term revivals. God spoke to us in our bedroom in January of 1990. You're going to start going to churches then for weeks, months at a time. That was a radical word.
It meant
that we had to be away from home. It was challenging for me, Gene, but I know it was challenging for you.
Yes.
Having to be away from your home because you love your home. 1 year, you only spent 6 weeks in your home from 1990 to 1988. We did these meetings. But
that's
I
right.
wrote the book about the revival in Fort Worth that started in April of 1990. And we did not enter that meeting with anticipation. We were too tired. We'd been going by that time 4 years. We had a free trip to Israel and all expenses paid. And Gene and I said, no, we just can't do it. We're just too tired. Several times, almost called Pastor Bob Nichols and said, we can't come. We got to have a break. We've got to have a rest. But we didn't. We went on, and it started, and yeah, we prayed.
We had two services a day, 5:42 in the morning and 5:42 in the evening.
Now, that's radical.
That was radical.
In fact, what we're about to do at Breakout Radio Church is going to be radical. But we love radical. We love radical. Because, well, I believe the Holy Ghost is radical. Yeah. He does radical stuff that we can't explain with our minds. In fact, he wants to do stuff that we can't explain with our minds, because so many people are already always trying to figure it out. Figure is a good Texas verb. Figure. Always trying to figure it out. You can't with your mind. You gotta. It's your spirit. Out of your innermost, Jesus said, he didn't say out of your mind will come the blessing. He said out of your belly, out of your innermost being.
Yes.
Your physical heart is here, but your spiritual heart is in your belly. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
I think you're ready to preach.
So I want us to talk about this revival for a moment. Are you saying that we led meetings at 5:42 a.m.?
We did.
Would anybody come?
People came.
Did anybody
come? Hundreds of people came.
Came at 5:42 in the morning. And the services sometimes would last until 11 or noon sometimes.
Yes. People came before work and after work, before even going home for dinner.
They came from nations of the world.
They did. They were hungry.
Hungry. They came from Romania, Africa, Mexico, Canada, South Korea, Australia, Great Britain, South America, and other places to receive an impartation, to receive an anointing. Hallelujah. And it was amazing. So I wrote here. I'll let you sit down in just a moment. But I wrote here, the revival in the morning continued throughout the summer months, into the fall. The spiritual tide continued to rise. You say, what are you talking about? Something that happened in 1994. Because God, whatever God has done before, you listen to me, he's going to do again. History always repeats itself.
That's right.
But it's always bigger. There's always an increase. So it came on the day of Pentecost. It came in the Great Awakening in the 17-something in America, and then 18-something, and then there's been other meetings. So, but it always builds. It gets bigger.
Yes.
That's why something really big is about to break out in America, and it's going to begin to work in people that are hungry and thirsty for God. People are going to churches all across America. I'm not speaking judgmentally, because I love the local church, but people are going to church and they're going home the same way that they came. They're dry, and somebody gives a motivational speech. We don't need motivational speakers. We need ministers. We don't need managers. Man, people that are leading the church that are managers. No, we need ministers. We need people, men and women, and young people that are full of the Holy Ghost and have a word from the Lord.
Yes.
Kerote. We warned you several times it's going to be a Holy Ghost service. Hallelujah. Don't turn us off, because you might get something that you did not even suspect. If you are empty and dry and you say, oh God, I want something, I need something. That's how it all began with me in 1966. I had a personal revival. I got up in the mornings, I had encounters with Jesus. I had personal revivals with the Holy Ghost. God worked in my life. Hallelujah. Well, anyhow, it was a glorious time.
It was.
People were saved. People were, we prayed for 5 weeks before it ever broke. Isn't that amazing? Somebody says, well, I'm going to have a revival and this week. What if it doesn't happen this week? You can have meetings. You can have scheduled events. You can have scheduled services. When I talk to pastors now about saying, would you be willing to go pray for 5 weeks? Come twice a day for 5 weeks? They look at me like I fell out of a tree on my head. Something has gone haywire in my mind. Huh? But when you're hungry and you're thirsty and you're desperate for God. And so for years, Gene, that's about all we did. We prayed and preached and prophesied. and laid hands on people. I remember we went to England. Went to England in 1997, 20 years ago this month, and we didn't even, I don't even think we turned our television set on during that whole month we were ministering in London, England, just down the street from where Princess Diana's funeral was held on Marsham Street. We were so hungry for God, that's all we thought about. Sometimes we forget to eat or sleep because of the glory of God, reading about what God was doing.
Yes.
And whatever he's done before, he's going to do it again. He's going to do it again. Hallelujah. So we had all these testimonies in this book. People being healed. 5 weeks. On the fifth week, we prayed for a man that had been lame for 11 years. Hands were laid on him. He fell on the floor. And he got up, jumped up, and he started running. Now, this guy had not even walked in 11 years.
That's right.
You got to learn. You got to relearn to walk.
That's right.
But he jumped up and ran around that 2,000-seat auditorium, around and around, and it just broke out. That night, a woman got healed of a tumor the size of a cantaloupe. A woman that was blind got healed and began to see it. It just started. People were saved. People were, lives were changed. I'll talk about it in this book. So, thank you, Gene. We're going to pray for people. Hallelujah. I believe God, whatever God's done it before, he's going to do it again.
Yes.
He's healed you of cancer.
Yes, he
Hallelujah.
Has.
Hallelujah. When the doctor said you had a huge malignant cancer, he healed you.
Yes, he did.
We went back to the back and had a test done. They could find no trace. And that was 2004.
Yes, 13 years ago.
We believe in miracles. And
In just
a few moments, you're going to come back, and we're going to pray for the sick. Hallelujah. But right now, I just want to declare that God is at work in your life, and you need to make an announcement. You need to make an announcement about your life. And when I'm thinking about an announcement, you know, Jesus made an announcement, and Peter made an announcement. There's something miraculous about an announcement. In 1997, I was ministering at a great church in West Palm Beach, Florida, suburb there, Lake Worth, and they owed about $587,000 on the building. The last, I did two more weeks. I've been there several weeks, and I was out walking. It was in November, first part of November, and the Holy Ghost said, I want you to come back, well, September, I guess. The Holy Ghost said, I want you to come back in 60 days. That would be November. And burn the mortgage on this church. So I got up and made the announcement, we're going to burn the mortgage on this church in 60 days. I didn't realize that 60 days would be Thanksgiving weekend. Oh, no, Thanksgiving weekend. That's when so many people are gone. But I'd already said it, made the announcement, because I heard the Holy Ghost say in 60 days. And so we took commitments. People committed their boats, their houses, their bank accounts, their CDs. And we got $587,000 worth of commitments. When I came back, the pastor said we lack about $177,000. And I said, well, I'm not coming back again. We're going to do it today. We are going to burn the mortgage today. Somebody needs to say, today, I'm making an announcement. Today, the Holy Ghost is going to touch me. Today, the Holy Ghost is going to work in my life. I made the announcement. I said I came to burn the mortgage, and people started bringing their commitments, but there was a lack of money. We still lacked about $80,000, and it was past noon. It was past time to quit. And suddenly, the doors of the front doors of the auditorium opened, and here came hundreds of children, and they had their piggy banks. They had rolled coins. And they began to come down and put their money down. We had someone with a adding machine that was adding it all up. And that just broke something loose in giving. And before long, Pastor Tom Peters of Trinity Church in Lake Worth, Florida, got up and he said, wait just a minute. He said, I'm about to make an announcement that I've been waiting for 20 years to make. I've always wanted to say this. I'm telling you people, don't bring any more money. Don't bring any more money. We got more than enough. Quit giving. I've never before or since heard a pastor say, don't give any more money. He said, don't bring any more money. The buckets were overflowing, and we burned the mortgage on the building, and the church became debt-free. No more payments on that beautiful auditorium. Hallelujah, the power of an announcement. And I'm announcing today that God is going to change lives today. I am going to lay hands on people. You say, how do you do that? I'm going to stretch my hand out, and I'm going to begin to pray for you. We're going to have a prayer line. That's what I used to do when Gene and I traveled for so many years. I would get through ministering, and then we would have a prayer line. Oh, hallelujah. And so today we're going to have a prayer line. We're going to have a prayer line, and you can send your name, your first name, and your city and your state, and in one sentence, tell me why you want me to pray about, if it's about cancer or your marriage or whatever it may be. And Ian is ready to, Cheryl is ready, Darla's ready, Ian's ready to take your name and what you want me to pray with you about. And while we're doing that, Joe Ragland is one of our elders here. He's going to come and receive the tithe and offering, because once I get started, I have given a warning or a notice to New Harvest Church in Clewiston that we might have to delay their program a little bit today, because it looks like we're going to go more than an hour today, because I'm going to pray for people, and there's an anointing. I believe people are going to be healed. People are going to be transformed by the power of God. And so I'm going to give you a moment to start sending. You can send it by Facebook. You can send me a request by Facebook. Ian will take it. Or you can send it to breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. You can go to breakoutradiochurch.com, and there's the meeting room. You can send a request like that. Give me your request, and I'll start praying for people. I'll start praying for people that I'll start praying for you members also, of you members of Breakout Radio Church. All right, Joe, you've been in some of these Holy Ghost meetings, haven't you?
Yes, I sure have.
You were in the first one that Gene and I led in West Columbia, Texas.
Yes.
1990.
That's right.
We went there for 3 days, and what happened?
Oh, things just broke loose, broke out in every direction. And God just came in and changed lives, transformed lives. And it went on for another, I don't know how long.
11 weeks.
11 weeks.
Yeah. Morning and night.
Morning and night. And I tell you what, that little town of 3,500 people, and there was about, a couple of hundred people every morning were there to pray.
I think so, 200. And in the afternoon, there'd be more.
And it set that church on even another course to the world.
Yeah.
And the world around it, right there, mm-hmm. locally and to the world.
And
a mighty, mighty impact.
It was amazing.
Mighty impact.
Impacted you and your wife, Linda, too.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I'm sorry, yes. She was there running.
Yeah.
She was so excited.
Oh, you say people run in church?
Yeah.
Oh,
run
no.
In church. Yeah.
Joe, that is radical.
Yeah. Well, they run everywhere else. So
oh, they do.
They run at the church.
I saw Ian Kieber running down the road the other day.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were excited.
We were.
All
right.
Excited.
Give the people a chance to give, and then I'm going to pray for people. Send us your name, and I'm going to start praying.
All right. I just want to give a quick little testimony here before we do it, the offering. We had a business years ago, starting in 1967 in Texas. And in 1972, we went into kind of a tailspin in our business, and everything began to go south. Things weren't going well. And Linda had just received the baptism of the Holy Ghost right at the beginning of all this. And I wasn't even saved. But I got she and someone else prayed me in and got me saved. And we began to pray. And I had never tithed before. I didn't know what a tithe was. But they told me what it was. And we began to tithe. We didn't have a whole lot, but we gave. And then we increased it. this went on for about a month or 2 months, and God began to send us new people we had never seen before. Didn't even know some of them, and replaced them, and they helped us. And then within about a month or two, anyway, the business began to just take off and increase and never stopped. And that went on for about 40-something years, about 45 years. And God blessed us so that we were able to give over and above, and not only our tithes, but over and above that, take mission trips, lead mission trips, and it just set a fire in our heart for the kingdom, for the world, the kingdom of God. You know, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we think or ask, and he's ready to do it at any time. He is ready and willing. So God's faithful. He's always been faithful. He's never let us down. He's always been faithful. Jeremiah 33:3 says, "Call unto me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things." It also says in another translation, "The unsearchable riches of Christ." There is so much more. I tell you, when you get to heaven, you'll realize how much more there is. But you can enjoy a lot of it right here on the earth. I want to encourage you today. Some of you might be out of a job. Some of you might need a better job. I'm just believing today that God's going to touch your heart today, and you'll never be the same after today. An increase in wherever you're at in your work. But I tell you, it begins with just whatever you have in your hand. If you only have a dollar in America, that's not a whole lot. But if you can start with a dollar, God can work with anything you give him. He can multiply it. He can increase it. And some of you may be without a job, be off right now. I'm going to pray and believe God for that right now and ask for that. Father, I thank you that there's so many out there right now listening, and we know your hand is not shortened, that you can reach down and touch people's lives today, their hearts, their lives. There's so many you love and so many people you want to help. And Father, I just pray that people's heart will be just be responsive right now and receive what God has for you. I just believe some of you for new jobs right now. You're looking for one. You've been paid a lower amount. You've been demoted even. But now God's getting ready to give you an increase, a promotion from the Lord. The promotion doesn't come from the north, south, east, or west. It comes from the Lord. The Lord will provide.
Yes.
And new jobs, new opportunities.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I see some of you already. I don't know you by name, but I see people right now responding right now to the Lord. It says, I want to be a part of this last day's movement of what God's doing, of revival. It's breaking forth from every direction right now. It's waking. It's an awakening taking place. So I thank you, Father, for each one today. As they give to the kingdom of God, a kingdom that will never fail, a kingdom that will always remain. While everything else on the earth is shaken, the kingdom of God cannot be shaken. And God will give us full supply of all these, everyone that's listening. I'm just saying, you just ask the Lord. Say, Lord, you know what I need today. You know. And just begin. If you're not tithing, just begin to give whatever you have, whatever amount he'll take. Just if it's just 50 cents, it's a dollar, watch God increase it. Be faithful. Just be faithful and give. Yes. And God will bless you.
Yes.
And he'll open up your eyes of your understanding even to the word of God. And it'll be a bright light you'll see. And you'll see it and it'll open up. And you'll be moved by it. And God's moved with compassion.
Right.
He is moving. He's ready.
Yes.
So I thank you today, Father, as you bless each one today as a gift that you receive tithes and offerings in heaven.
Yes.
That's where they're at. I tell you what, moth and rust can't touch it. It can't touch it.
That's right.
That's how you give money to heaven. It's in a safe place, safer than any vault, safer than your home in a vault. Mm-hmm. Any other place, you send the money ahead, and you'll see souls saved. You'll see people coming to the Lord. You'll see things happening on your job.
Yes.
You'll see things happening in your family.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We give you praise. We give you honor and give you glory. Amen.
Yes.
And amen.
Amen. And
amen. Thank you, Joe. God bless you. Joe Ragland, faithful man of God, one of the elders here at Breakout Radio Church. He and Gene Massey are elders here doing a great job. And Gene lives in Oklahoma City. And Gene called me this week, Gene Massey, and talked to me about how hungry he was to see a move of God.
Yeah.
And thankful for these men that are with us. And, you know, we just have we have a lot of accountability here at Breakout Radio Church. We have two men that serve on our board, Pastor Bob Nichols, Pastor Tom Peters. Between them, they have over 100 years of full-time ministry experience. So we are surrounded by good people. Okay, if you want to give, here's how you do it. Make your check to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And on our websites, of course, is our address, or breakoutradiochurch.com is the information. You go to breakoutradiochurch.com or bpnradio.com, and you can use your you can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card. Just click on the donate button there. Use your PayPal, credit card, debit card. So why don't you get ready to give, and I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you right now in Jesus' name. Father, I pray right now for the people that are giving of their tithe and their offering in Jesus' name. And Lord, you said in your word, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And we know, Lord, that that sowing and reaping is the key to success in life. I pray that you'll bless the people that are giving. We know that Breakout Radio Church is supported by the loyal members for their tithes and offerings and giving. And we're grateful for that. Gene and I, for over 30 years, we traveled out most every Sunday. But most every Sunday, we are behind this microphone and in this ministry center leading Breakout Radio Church, because we know that's what the Holy Ghost has assigned us to do. It's our assignment. So we bless you right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So I'm about ready. Excuse me. I'm about ready to pray. Hallelujah. When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost. And when I think about the Lord, and then I just want to, I want to start praying for people. And James Huey's going to sing a little bit. And my friend, he's worked with me in ministry before. This is a song that they've sang in many, many different places. So we're thinking about the Lord, what he's about to do here at Breakout Radio Church on a Sunday in August.
When I think about the Lord, how he saved,
how he saved me,
how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost,
how he healed me
to the
uttermost. So I believe that's what's happening to people right now. When I think about the Lord, if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, I want to pray for you right now. Maybe you've never known the Lord. Maybe you've never asked him to come into your heart, forgive you of your sins, and accept him as your personal Savior. I want to pray for you. Maybe you're a backslider. You're far away from God. You just got bitter. God got bitter because of what happened, things that didn't go right. And or it may be that you just don't know. You say, I don't know if I were to die today, if I would go to heaven or not. I don't know. But you can know. And this can be your birthday, August the 13th. The birthday of my my daughter-in-law, my beautiful daughter, Ruth Gentry. It's her birthday today. You can get saved on her birthday. And this will be a wonderful day. And this will be your spiritual birthday. I want you to, the Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So I want you to say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you. I'm but to serve you all the days of my life and be welcome into your kingdom when I go and hear you say, well done, good and faithful son or good and faithful daughter. Boy, there's something about life here, but the most important part is going to be eternal life one day when the breath leaves your body. So thank you, Jesus, for saving people right now. It's a faith thing. And if you would like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, you don't have a local church to go to or you don't have a pastor, just go to breakoutradiochurch.com or bpnradiochurch.com, and there's a membership link, and you can fill that membership link out, submit it, and you'll be on our list. I'll be praying for you. I'll pray for all the members today, and I'll be praying for you people, members from different states, maybe 23 different states in America, and 6 or 7 different nations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I'm about ready to pray for people. I want Ian to come, and I want him to pray over this portion of the service. People are going to be healed and delivered, and the Holy Ghost is at work. So, Ian, you pray a little while, and then I'll start.
Absolutely. Father God, thank you so much for this time, Lord, that we can just be here, that we can just reach and touch the hearts and minds and souls of people that are out there across this country, across this world, Lord. That there are people from all over the world that have tuned in today that are hungry to hear more of God, that are hungry to hear your word, that are hungry to receive a blessing, to receive some prayer, Lord. And we just want to thank you for all of you out there that are responding, that are asking for prayer, God, that we are going to just pray, that we are virtually laying hands on you, right? So as these prayers come into you today, Lord, that you just feel the presence of God wrap his arms around you, that you feel the Holy Spirit enter in through your hearts, through the speakers that just fill the area, fill that room where you're in, God, and that this, the healing powers of the Lord work miracles in our lives and in your life, Lord, and those around you, God. We just are so wonderfully thankful for all that you are doing, Lord, how you are moving in everyone's life today, God. We love you, and in Jesus' name we pray, Lord.
Amen and amen. Can you read my handwriting, Dale?
I think I can.
You can, okay.
All right, you write them down, and I'll start praying in the prayer line. So I just see y'all, even though I can't see you with my physical eyes, I see you with my spiritual eyes, and I see you lining up now for the prayer. I'm going to pray for you. I'm asking God to touch you today and minister to you today in a very, very special way, including members of Breakout Radio Church. I'm going to start laying hands on some of y'all. I'm going to pray right now for the very first member of Breakout Radio Church. We started a little over a year ago. Judy from Prescott, Arizona. Judy, I pray for you. I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for John from Ajax, Ontario, Canada. John, I bless you in the name of Jesus. I ask God to bless you. And Kip from Bloomington, Indiana, I bless you, Kip, in the name of the Lord. And Lemuel from Temecula, California, I bless you, Lemuel. Martina from Valencia, California, I bless you, Martina, in the name of Jesus. Melinda from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, I bless you, Melinda. And Pauline from Las Vegas, Nevada, I bless you, Pauline. And Sharon from Marta, Oklahoma, I bless you, Sharon. And Carlos down in Jaco, Costa Rica, Jaco, I bless you, Carlos. In Jesus' name, I bless you. And Pastor Jim from Guymon, Oklahoma, Pastor, I bless you in the name of Jesus. I bless your church. And Evangelist Roy Ivins from Lubbock, Texas, who I've just wrote a foreword for his new book, Roy, Your Healing Ministry. I bless you there in Lubbock, Texas, in Jesus' name. One of my spiritual sons, another spiritual son, Eugene, who's a prayer leader and a revivalist. Eugene and Kathy in Holiday, Texas, I bless you. I bless both of you now in Jesus' name. And I'll continue to bless some members, but we got some people lining up also to be prayed for. Sandy in Alabama, you want more of God. Father, in Jesus' name, Brute Ishokuta Rabraata, I pray for Sandy in Jesus' name. There's little foxes that try to spoil your vines. You got to shake the little foxes off. They're always nipping at your toes. Hallelujah. And your heels. I bless you, Sandy. And Rosemary, who needs a miracle for her eyes, I reach out and I touch your eyes, Rosemary, in the name of Jesus. I speak healing. He is a healing Jesus. Mm-hmm. And Darren, who is believing for a whole city, will come to the Lord. Darren from Rosenberg, Texas. I declare in Jesus' name a citywide revival. Hallelujah. Rent, I'm going to make an announcement for you. Rent a facility. Rent a stadium, an auditorium, and they will come. Hallelujah. I hear the Holy Spirit saying there'll be three miracles that we'll begin with. And you say, well, I'm just a local pastor. No, rent a major facility, and they will come. You share your story. You share your testimony. Let your family get on the platform with you. Have other pastors to lock arms and declare, Pastor Darren in Rosenberg, Texas, that our city is coming to Jesus. Make an announcement. Make a proclamation. I lay hands on you now, and I pray for you in Jesus' name. Patty from West Palm Beach, Florida, growth in your business. Patty, in Jesus' name, I pray for your business. Hallelujah, that it will grow. Sow a significant seed. Gene and I, we had a breakthrough in our finances years ago when we sowed $20,000 into our building program, the church we were attending. It was at that point, and as we started moving from 10% to 20%, there was a breakthrough. There is a point of breakthrough. I don't know where that point is. I don't know where that line is, but there is a line of breakthrough. Hallelujah. And that's what happened in the revivals that Gene and I would lead. We would keep praying until we came to a place of breakthrough. In Fort Worth, Texas, we prayed day and night for 5 weeks. And on the fifth week, a woman came up to me and said, we've been praying for my husband. He left me 19 months ago. Today he came back. I rejoiced with her. I celebrated with her. But when she walked away, I heard the Holy Ghost say, revival has begun. This is the point of breakthrough. And I declare in your business that that God wants to give you a point of breakthrough, a new demarcation. I pray for your business, Patty, in Jesus' name. I pray for you, Pastor John and Lori, in Wichita Falls, Texas. I bless you right now. I ask God to bless you in Jesus' name. And I declare that in your church services, there's going to be some of the most radical deliverances, the authority that resides in your voice. And there's going to come a day that every time in your church services, every time you say the name of Jesus, something is going to happen. There's going to be demons that will cry out. There will be people that are bound by oppressive spirits. They are bound by spirits of depression, oppression, fear, and some of them are demonized. And every time you say the name of Jesus, there's going to be a reaction. And things are going to be so radical in your church that your wife will say, John, you got to be careful about saying Jesus, because every time you say Jesus, something radical begins to happen, because there is power in that name. God has it. The Bible said that God has exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and earth and under the earth. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Whitney C., she needs a breakthrough in her personal leadership. I pray for you, Whitney, in Jesus' name. I lay hands on you and ask God to release that leadership anointing. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I bless you. And Roy Ivins in Lubbock, Texas. I mentioned him just a few moments ago. Roy Ivins, God has sent you to West Texas to stir up the dryness. I know that it can be a physically dry place, but a spiritually dry place. And God has not forgotten all the seed that you've sown. He's not forgotten how you were faithful, even when your wife was in a coma for 8 years, how you continue to serve her and you are a faithful servant. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Roy, he has not forgotten your labor of love. He's not forgotten your labor of love. Make some announcements. Keep that tent. Keep putting that tent up. And don't disregard the day of small things. Don't disregard what God has put in your hands. Be faithful with that, because God will increase it. And God said, Moses said, "Who am I?" And God said, "What is that in your hand?" He said, "It's just a rod." But that rod took him into Pharaoh's palace, took him across the Red Sea, and provided water for the children of Israel. Take what's in your hand. That's what I'm doing on Breakout on BPN Radio. He's put this in my hand, put this in our hands, and I'm being able to preach because this is what's in my hand. Take what is in your hand. I bless you, Roy Ivins. I bless you in Lubbock, Texas, mighty man of God. Carolyn, Dr. Carolyn from Sparks, Nevada, I pray for your heart condition. Understand that you're about to go to Stanford University and have your heart checked. In Jesus' name, we all, would y'all pray with me, church. Father, we pray. We extend our hands out to Carolyn, Dr. Carolyn. Gene and I have known her for many years, and she lives in Sparks, Nevada. Boy, I'm thankful at Breakout Radio Church. We just pray for people anywhere in the world. They don't have to come to Austin, Texas. We can pray right now. And I pray for you, Carolyn, for this heart condition. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing over your heart. Quebrote manamando ribisicuto ribiite, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Hallelujah. I pray for your heart, the disorder in your heart, to come into divine order. The cardiologist above all cardiologists, his name is Jesus. He taught all the cardiologists how to do it. The master cardiologist is now declaring, speaking to you, ministering to you, healing you. In Jesus' name, we pray right now. I bless you there, Carolyn. We pray for Jason and Tori in Houston, Texas. They're needing guidance for their lives. Houston and Tori, I pray for you right now. We got a prayer line going here. We've never done this in Breakout Radio Church, but we're doing it. And for those of you that are watching on Facebook, you see me. But if you're not, you hear me. Hallelujah. We're going into some extra time today. In Jesus' name, I pray for Jason and Tori in Houston, Texas, praying for guidance and direction. You know, the Holy Spirit will guide you. Gene and I's favorite passage of Scripture, Proverbs chapter 3, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and don't lean to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him. He will direct your paths. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Depart from evil. It also says in Proverbs, a man will make his own plans. You know, there's a lot of people who make their own plans, but it's the Lord that directs his steps. Gene and I were on our way to start a church in 1985 in Phoenix, Arizona, when suddenly the Lord spoke to Gene and said, "You're not going to Phoenix. You're going to move to Rockwall, Texas, and work with Pastor Larry Lee." That was a strange word. God confirmed it. We moved there, and we wanted to leave several times because we were being challenged. Don't leave when the challenges come. There will be opposition to your mission. But once you get a word from God and you start down a path, don't turn aside to the right or left. So I declare in Jesus' name that God is directing you, and every one of you that are praying for direction, I pray for you right now in Jesus' name that God will bless you. We got a prayer line going. Here is Brenda L., and she's asking for breakthrough in her leadership and for her leaders to rise up. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, get together and have a corporate prayer meeting. Get together and have a Holy Ghost prayer meeting. And pray until you have a breakthrough. Pray until the sky opens up. And you begin to get words from God. You begin to get direction from God. So many people sit in a room for hours trying to make all sorts of decisions and plans and strategies. And sometimes they end up just getting into a fuss. Sometimes they just get, they have caught. I do believe in planning. That's all right. But there's got to be a time of prayer when you say, Holy Ghost, what is it that you want us to do? Is there a higher order? Hallelujah. When he speaks, write it down. Begin to walk there. Tanya, She's in the prayer line today, praying for a job. She wants us to pray for her husband, her kids. So, Father, I just pray for Tanya and her family in Jesus' name. I lay hands on you, Tanya, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And there are some dark times in our lives, and we think, is the sun going to ever shine again? Am I going to have a good job? Is my husband going to be a man of God? What about my kids? And all these things can just come in on us. But I pray for you right now. I break all strategies of the devil that have come against you. I break every strategy of the enemy that has come against you in the name of Jesus. I break the strategies of the enemy. And I speak blessings over you, Tanya. May you be filled with the Spirit. May you be filled with the peace of God that passes all understanding. What is the peace of God that passes all understanding? It is a peace that you cannot comprehend with your mind. And you'll say, well, there's all kinds of things happening, but I'm just in perfect peace. Peace of God. When Jean went for her final test concerning cancer, she slept like a baby all night. I'm thinking, how did she do that? In the morning, they're going to have another test to see if she still has cancer, but she slept like a baby because she said, I'm at perfect peace about all of this. And I speak over you, Tanya, to be at peace. And I pray for those of you that are attending Breakout Radio Church today, and you're stressed to the max, and you're filled with anxiety, and you're saying, God, is what's going to happen to our finances? What's going to happen to my marriage? And what's going to happen to my children? And how are we going to make it? And da, 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 and da, and da, and da, and da. I break all of that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And that you will come into a perfect peace. A peace of God that passes all understanding. Bless you, Tanya. And I pray for you, Stacy. Starting in the ministry. how did you get started in the ministry? I don't really know, but you'd have to take a step of faith, whatever you do. It may be just a baby step. That movie, What About Bob? Remember that movie? And they told Bob, Bob said, I'm just taking baby steps. So sometimes just a baby step. I pray for Stacy and the passion that you have in your heart. Hallelujah. And sometimes other people may not respond. People, when I started preaching, no pastor would let me come. So I invited myself. I had a revival in my own house. Day after day, I would come. After lunch, I would preach in my own house. Hallelujah. That's how I learned to preach. I got my fingers out there. Started preaching to the wall with my hand like this and preaching to the wall. But with my spiritual eyes, I could see all kinds of people. Go for it, Stacy. You can do it. You can do what God says you can do. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can live where God says you can live. You can give what God says you can give. You can preach where God says you can preach. You can prophesy where God says you can prophesy. You can do all things. I believe that you can fly. I believe that you can fly high. I believe you can touch the sky. And the things that you've been dreaming about night and day, I believe is going to happen. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Sumayu. Sumaya. Thank you, Ian. Where's Sumaya from? Do you know?
Washington.
Sumaya from Washington. Sumaya C. He wants to pray for direction and for peace with her son. Lord, I pray for Sumaya right now from Washington. In Jesus' name. Isn't it wonderful? I used to go to Washington quite often and preach. I love the state of Washington. It's a beautiful place. I've ministered there in Seattle and Gig Harbor and different places. But I don't have to fly there now. I can just minister to you right now. Samaya, I pray for God's direction. In Jesus' name. And you never know when he's going to speak to you. And then when he speaks to you, write it down. Get it confirmed. And I pray for peace with your son. I pray for your son. You know, there is nothing so disturbing as being sick and having financial problems and then having a problem with one of your children. Wow, I know what that feels like. So I pray right now for your son in Jesus' name. And I pray for you. And I pray for you, Jim, Gene M. And
She's asking for prayer for Lizzie Wampler.
Lizzie Wampler at St. Jude's Hospital. Okay, I know you guys, my friends, the Wamplers in Missouri, and I guess Lizzie's in the hospital. And Lizzie's 10 years old, and she's had cancer, and evidently she's back in the hospital for treatment. Let's pray right now for Lizzie Wampler, 10 years old, beautiful little girl with cancer. In Jesus' name, we stretch out our hands. We pray for Lizzie Wampler. She's in St. Jude's Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. Lord, I pray right now for Lizzie Wampler in St. Jude's Hospital. There's no trouble. My pastor, Bob Nichols, says there's no trouble like trouble that comes your way. No trouble like trouble that comes your way. In Jesus' name. So, Lizzie, we pray for you. St. Jude's Hospital, Memphis, Tennessee, right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I pray for who is this in?
Let's see, Dot H.
Huh?
Dot H.
We pray for your next South African outreach. For though as you go to South Africa, in Jesus' name, we pray for you as you go to South Africa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray the Holy Spirit will go with you and guide you and open major doors, mega doors, in Jesus' name. Mega doors. And I continue also, while we're on the prayer line for you church members today, pray for you, Paul, from Birmingham, Alabama. God bless you, Paul. I pray for Lester from Waco, Texas. God bless you, Lester. I pray for June from Covington, Louisiana. I bless you, June. I pray for Christine Irving. Hallelujah. And Christine is from West Palm Beach, Florida. And I want you to know that I've got your names in my book. This is written by one of our church members, Rosemary McWilliams. I bless you, Rosemary. And you can get this. Where do they get this? They can order this book from Amazon. Yeah, Amazon. Intercessory Prayer Journal. Boy, I use mine all the time. R.K. McWilliams. R.K. McWilliams. And I bless you, Rosemary and Mark McWilliams, as y'all make your journey from Arizona to Texas. Hallelujah. God bless you. I bless you, Doug, from West Palm Beach, Florida. And bless you, Shelley, from Sugar Land, Texas. Pastor Dave Rogers, I bless you and your church there in Kerrville, Texas. I bless your wife, Anita. Lord, we ask God to heal Anita, who has cancer. Lord, I pray for Anita Rogers in the name of Jesus. And I bless the church. We got several pastors that are members of Breakout Radio Church. Even a pastor needs a pastor, right? Hallelujah. So Dave Rogers, Kerrville, Texas, Church of the Hills. That's a great church. I ministered there. And we pray for missionaries Glenn and Ellen Howard, Edmond, Oklahoma. We bless you, Kathleen, from Mount Pleasant, Michigan. We bless you, Kathleen. David from Fleming Island, Florida. Bless you, David. And Charles from Madison, Alabama. Bless you, Charles. Hallelujah. Ken and Sue from Gig Harbor, Washington. We bless you. Lynn from Surfside Beach, South Carolina. We bless you. We bless you. Pastor Devonshine from Andhra Pradesh, India. Ha! All the way to India. Hallelujah. We bless you in Jesus' name. We've got other nations that are listening today and watching today. Dominique from San Antonio, Texas. I bless you. In Jesus' name. And Jim and Marie, they've just moved from Austin to California. I bless y'all. I pray for the sale of your home or the lease of your home. Jim and Marie and Hannah, they moved to California. I bless you. And I bless you, Steve, from Sheffield, England. Oh! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to wrap it up here in a minute. We got the line. We're just about ready to wrap it up. Tina from Escanaba, Michigan. I bless you. I bless your husband's work and the bid that they're about to go into. Robert. Hey, Robert, I bless you in the Netherlands Antilles. Have y'all been there? Netherlands Antilles? Hallelujah. I bless you as a member of the church. Matthew and Tammy. Sunray, Texas. I bless you in Jesus' name. Fran, they're in Wiley, Texas. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Ellen, from Fresno, California. I bless you. Deborah, I bless you. Yorktown Heights, New York. Who? Craig and Tara. They're evangelists, Dallas, Georgia. I bless you. I bless Rachel from Kelso, Washington. You know where that's at?
I do.
I bless you from Kelso. Rachel and Regina from Bellevue, Washington. You know where that's at?
I know where that's at.
I bless you, Regina. I bless you, Linda, from Baytown, Texas. I bless you, Ollie, from Alberton, Montana. You know where Alberton is. That's his father-in-law. Ollie, I bless you in Jesus' name. I'm so thankful that God answered prayer and you were able to sell your ranch in Montana. God is good. Hallelujah. Well, it's been a great day. I guess we finished our prayer line. It's been a great day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bless you in Jesus' name. And I'm asking God to bless you and give you the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. Well, it's been a great day. And we appreciate New Harvest Church in Clewiston, Florida, waiting on us to join them for their live broadcast. I'm going to flip a switch, and then we're going to go. Thank you for being at Breakout Radio Church. Remember, Facebook, the Facebook portion of this program will be replayed throughout the day until about 9 or 10 o'clock tonight. And tell your friends that they can watch, receive ministry. I pray for those of you that desire to be filled with the Spirit of God, with the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. In Jesus, just say these words after me, Holy Spirit. I want to be filled with you, with the baptism of your Holy Spirit. Put your hand on your belly and just begin to pray, and He'll give you that prayer language. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, God is at work. He is at work in your life, in your home, in your family, on your job, and in your business, and in your church, and in this nation. We pray for President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. I pray the hedge of protection over them and their families. I pray for the United States of America as North Korea and other rogue nations threaten our security and our safety. We call out to God and we say, God, protect our nation, protect our land. May we be a nation that comes back to you. We repent for the sins of our nation. We repent for the sins of our land. Lord, send revival. Send another spiritual awakening to our nation, to our land. God, we need you. We need you more than anything else. We need you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've been calling America to pray for night. Gene and I have been traveling since 1985. Let's bless everybody, Gene, before we go, and then we're going to go. Thank you for joining us here today. What side are you going to get on?
The right side.
Hallelujah. God is good, isn't he, Gene?
Yes, he is.
You want to bless somebody? You want to bless people?
We just speak a blessing on everyone that's joining us today, all of our church members, yes. All of you out there. We just pray blessings on you.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Yes.
And remember that Breakout Radio Church is broadcast every day on BPN Radio at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. So, Gene, we're glad, we're thankful for Ian Kieber, our spiritual son, who helps us here.
Yes, our associate, a blessing.
He's a blessing. And his wife will be on with Prophetic Thursday this Thursday.
Yes.
Wow, what an anointing. And, of course, our elder and longtime friend, Joe Ragland. And all of you.
Yes.
Y'all have a wonderful day. Hey, God bless you.
Prophetic Monday start this Monday?
Huh?
Prophetic Monday this Monday? Or
no, we start Prophetic Monday a week from Monday with the Mooring family, Callie Hargraves and the Mooring family. That's a week from tomorrow night, Monday night.
Yes.
And so I'll be hosting Prophetic Tuesday this Tuesday, Allison Kieber Prophetic Thursday, and then starting a week from Monday night, Callie Hargraves and the Mooring family, Todd and Cindy Mooring, Leland, Jack Mooring and others. Y'all have a good day. God bless you.